Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginam Hangsing. The government has convened an all-party meeting today ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon season, which will be held from the 21st of this month, will continue till 21st of August. During the session, there will be a total of 21 sittings of both houses. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, the government is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament.
Bills hai jo is satra mein aayenge, jaise shipping bill hai, ports bill hai, merchant bills hai, sports ka bill hai aur jan vishwas bill hai, education ka kai mahatvapurna bills hai jo is monsoon satra mein aane wale hai.
Advisor for Agriculture Mathang Yantan has emphasized the need for inclusive, transparent and people-driven policies. Speaking at a workshop on Develop Nagaland by 2047 in New Wokha Village yesterday, Mr. Yantan said for true development, policies must reflect grassroots realities and be built on citizen engagement and responsive governance. He urged all citizens, especially the youth, to move forward with unity and resolve to realize the state's contribution to a developed India by 2047. Meanwhile, MLA Y. Monbemo Hamsoy emphasized good governance, unity beyond tribal lines and rooting out corruption. CEO of Pinnacle Skills, Dr. Jan Murray, highlighted the changing job market and urged youth to master AI and other emerging technologies. He also stressed on improving financial literacy in the state. The event brought together civil society leaders, youth and policy experts to discuss development strategies for the district and the state. A comprehensive city surveillance implementation project for Dimapur was formally adopted during a symposium organized by the Business Association of Nagas in collaboration with the Deputy Commissioner and Commissioner of Police Dimapur. The pilot project involves a new AI-powered surveillance called Automatic Number Plate Reading Cameras, which will enable police to instantly identify vehicles and suspects. Planned to be rolled out under a public-private partnership model, it will focus on high-priority zones including commercial districts, traffic intersections, public transport hubs and vulnerable areas. Director General of Police Rupin Sharma urged NGOs, civil societies and businesses to support the project in procuring CCTV cameras for Dimapur. He said security is a collective effort and stressed upon integrating existing CCTV systems under one umbrella.
An ANPR camera-based system will bring about peace in Nagaland, will make our lives secure, generate jobs and employment, make a conducive environment for development in the state. Once people start feeling safe, people will start developing here. People will start investing in Nagaland.
The symposium also adopted the resolution to set up a multi-stakeholder task force. A 15-day timeline has been set for the rollout of the project. The National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, conducted a review meeting of all projects in Nagaland yesterday. The meeting held at Kohima was chaired by Director Technical 2, NHIDCL Vipne Sharma, who is currently on a visit to the state. During his visit, Mr. Sharma engaged in productive discussions with Nagaland Chief Secretary J. Alam and Commissioner and Secretary Works and Housing Department Kesonyu Hyome. He also carried out site inspections of NHIDCL projects across the state, including the tunnel site under the Kohima Bypass Project, and interacted with project officials, contractors and engineers. The director emphasized the importance of stakeholder coordination and accountability to ensure smooth delivery of project. And the Wokha District Planning and Development Board prioritized human-elephant conflict as a key issue in its monthly meeting held yesterday. Forest Department Wokha reported elephant presence in over 100 villages, with 60 marked as high-conflict zones. Noting major losses linked to elephant activity, the department announced plans to set up a dedicated human-elephant conflict control room to address the concerns with greater efficiency. The meeting also reviewed progress on the Amur Falcon conservation efforts and Japanese International Cooperation Agency supported project in 20 villages, as well as nursery development and afforestation initiatives. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.